I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Spring is here, and lots of gardeners are getting ready to plant. Looking around yards in Vermont, it's clear raised bed gardening is popular. So I'd like to run through some tips on building a raised bed. Raised beds are more productive. The soil warms and dries out faster in spring. It doesn't get compacted because you don't step on the soil. It's easier to weed, water, and fertilize. And while you can mound up soil to make a freestanding raised bed, the best type is a raised bed with a border. You can use wood, stone, bricks, logs, or concrete blocks to make your raised bed. Use rot-resistant wood such as cedar and composite wood. We got a good deal on some hemlock boards 5 years ago, and our beds are still in good shape. Avoid pressure-treated lumbers. If you do want to use them, line the inside of the beds with plastic to create a soil barrier. Build your beds 3 to 4 feet wide and as long as you like. Don't bother killing the grass under the bed unless it's loaded with tenacious weeds like quackgrass. If building on grass or soil, build the bed 8 inches tall. On impervious surfaces, build it 1 foot tall. If you have problems with mice and voles tunneling in your bed, line the bottom with half-inch thick hardware cloth. Brace the corners of your bed so the bed doesn't warp over time. If you need a portable raised bed, use metal raised bed corners. Slide the wood boards into the corners to make the bed, then slide them out when you need to move the bed. Fill the bed with a 60-40 mixture of topsoil and compost. And now for this week's tip. Soak garden peas overnight in warm water to accelerate germination and plant them now in raised beds. Erect a trellis down the center of the bed for tall varieties and plant rows on either side of the trellis. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about silver foliage perennials. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.